This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one pies and me throw me thing up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by AML Foods Limited, the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Freeport News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bakes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, you can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is this. Them parents did corrupt, so them born negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. These cars with the chips and say,
from what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk a smug a thing now. Bakes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spy me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
That we a go hard and a do it. Hennessy a flask and a do it. Champagne pop off and a do it. The girl dem a ask say a who it. Plus me jeans that a true it. And me white tee that a loo it. As if you never knew it. To how we go hard dem a ask me a who it. Them say me stink of money like sewage. Real bad man spend cash like me foolish. A wild cat like Buick and the flowers been messing me, I go step in a your tulip.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bakes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
We got it locked another through Wednesday, August 30th edition of Talking Heads. One day away from the best day in the month of August. It's finally upon us, tomorrow. So y'all know what to do. We've discussed this already. We got a great show lined up for you today. I got Mr. Bob Cartwright from Marijuana Bahamas here with me. We're going to have a great discussion on the recently tabled draft of the marijuana bill. And we're going to discuss the pros and the cons of that bill. Because a lot of people have been up in arms about it. Pro and con. And we may as well discuss it. There's a lot of other things we can be discussing, but obviously this is something that the government has now recently decided to force the issue. Every time you look in the dailies, you got something related to it. So that's a hot topic right now. So obviously it's time to have that discussion. So we shall. Now, you know how to chime in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on. Fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Let me check the text. All right. You can text me back in the 5 o'clock hour and you can tell Pearlie yourself. But if not, I'll remind Pearlie that you sent him a message for that fantasy football advice. So fear not. I will pass the message. Good afternoon. What do you mean that toilet paper of a bill? Boy, look here. I tell you, we can discuss it, man. Calm down. Relax. Let us get started. Naughty, is it true we Bahamians are about to default about $1 billion of debt in the next few months?
I've heard rumblings. Still doing my research
to see exactly how much. But I've heard those talks. But then again, you know. Is there a substance to that, or is that more, you know, fake news is popping up? So I've heard rumblings to that, though. So if you have anything, let me know, all right? Because I'm in the process of digging a little deeper. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Ratchet Joe. What's going on?
All right. What's going on, Sparky?
Greg, you know what's going on with me. I broke up. But anyway,
how you broke yourself up?
The Valley Boys got a new lead dancer.
Who's the new lead dancer, the Valley Boys?
Brave, man. Brave doing the double and Brave shuffle.
Stop it.
You only got Brave doing the shuffle.
But I thought Brave was more down with Flag Day than with Junkanoo.
No, we retired Perry. Now we putting Brave out in front of the Valley Boys.
You only retired Perry. Last time I looked, Perry was doing the shuffle himself on a celebration the other day with some Junkanoo girls dancing up and down.
He was celebrating the 88th birthday, but he purple hair turned gray now for real. You see, so he retired now, but he real hair and it gray. So he going on the side. Now we got a new leader of the Valley Boys. Now Brave doing a shuffle.
All right.
And you was praying for Brave to do a shuffle for months gone by?
I was praying for a cabinet shuffle, not no dance shuffle.
No, that I was talking about the cabinet shuffle. I thought you was reading between the lines.
Well, I thought you was being your usual ornery stay off my grass, you know, Sparky self. But yeah, I get you now.
No, I was talking about the shuffle down in cabinet, not the dancing like that.
All them rumors, man, all with swirling, what you got for me?
I know, man. I hear Alfred Fair's gone, so we must get the road fixed. I hear Bar gone, so we must get the
road fixed.
We got to get the new minister who waits for the game time to get to the office.
All right, so Fair's done you here. That's it.
I hear Fair's gone, and then I hear Bell gone, so all Haitians go back now with the new minister of immigration, and we can get the road fixed.
Oh, okay.
The Minister Wicks.
Okay.
Okay?
So who's the new
That's
Minister Wicks in your book? Who's the new Minister Wicks in your book? Because I know you in the circuit.
I know one thing. He better be able to fix potholes.
And he better be able to give you that road down to your farm too, eh?
Yeah, my farm more important than the potholes.
All right, Sparky.
Because I gotta feed the nation.
You feed the nation and we trying to heal the nation. So let us get into that conversation, all right?
So we can get together, forward, onward, upward, together, and let's pledge our allegiance to the flag of the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
One love.
Yeah, man. Sparky's fired up today. All right. Bob, welcome to the show, man. How are you? How's your family? How's everybody?
I'm doing good. Thanks for being here. Thanks for inviting me on.
Mr. Producer, I need you to bring this mic up for me real quick, please.
Hello?
There you go. You good. You good now. You good, Bob. You good.
Yeah, but I'm doing good. Thanks for inviting me on the show. I'm here. I'm well. My family is well. I hope your family is well, Naughty.
Everybody's good, man. Listen, I was trying to find out from you. Because, I mean, you know, I said, okay, I saw recently over the last couple of weeks, they had the draft table, so on and so forth. And I looked at it and I said, okay, hey, this is a step forward. I'm having a discussion again.
Yeah.
Where is this discussion going to? Because the AG wasn't saying anything. Then all of a sudden he came out with a barrage of commentary on the topic.
Yeah.
And then I looked at the said draft and I was like,
So what the listeners wouldn't know, we had a very good conversation even before this conversation. And so I was being enlightened by what you were saying, that some interpretation of the bill is left up to opinion. And when you leave this up to opinion, then we're going to have problems going into the judiciary realm.
Well, that's exactly my point. It's a difference in interpretation.
Yeah, and so when you leave it up to interpretation, that's very... We need to be clear and concise.
We got
to
be specific on all the details.
Yeah, and we done see that the Rastafarian community that is very close to my heart when it comes to this issue, they are totally against it, and for their own right. And I think that they are standing up against the government in what the draft is right now. And what my big part, because at first you can see my article in the Tribune this week, when I was saying that our group basically, we want to move this legislation forward and we don't want to keep it hold up. But at the same time, the government is not being, how I'd say, the government is not being transparent about who are they talking to and what the people actually want. So they need to be more open to dialogue, just like how me and you are talking. They need to talk to us and try to figure out, what do the Bahamian public want? Like, what do we want? What do we want to see in this legislation? They put it together. They give us the draft. So now is the time to come to the Bahamian people and say and ask, what do the Bahamian people, from the young to the old, from anybody who would be, this would be affecting, from 18-year-old up to however old the oldest person in this country is, 120, bless their heart. We need to figure out what does the public want, and we need to build a draft off of that.
That's my point. I mean, I think that the public has to be consulted and the different, you know, sections of the public. But I want to backtrack for context. Was Marijuana Bahamas ever consulted by the previous administration when they were drafting and they were putting things together? Because I know they had a committee and I know they had all of that going on.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this administration take that step.
Yeah, so under the previous administration, I think that's where we got labeled a lot. Like, basically, like, they thought like we were a FNM organization.
Right,
but
you're an independent organization.
Totally independent. I have no...
Non-political.
Non-political. I have no affiliation with FNM, BLP, whoever else guys out there. So we had a very open dialogue with the previous administration. They wanted to find out, but you know, COVID happened, certainly. And that's, but before COVID, everything was working out dead smooth. It was very good open dialogue amongst the public. They didn't get a bill out there, a draft bill out there, which I could totally understand. And that's where I felt like the downfall of the previous administration was. They didn't get that draft out there. They let COVID consume them so much. And that's why I think they lost, because they let COVID consume them. They wasn't focused on the duties at hand before, what was happening before COVID. So, but what they did well was communicate with everybody, with us, with other groups, with the Rastafarian community. We had a lot of town halls. We had things. So they were building. We felt good in in whatever they were to put forward. I think that it would have been much better than what we would have seen today, because they were very on the grounds in the community trying to figure out what
the consultation would have been finished. You could have been complete. You could have had a complete consultation before you tabled their bill back then. You had a complete, you know, sense of what the community, you know, how the community felt on it. And I think this administration needs to pick that up as well, too, because it looks like it's being rushed, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And some will benefit and others won't. And that is a continued issue that I have in this country, that there's rules for some and rules for others, and some will win and the others will perennially lose. And this is something that I think not only can be beneficial to the country on multiple levels, but we have to get it done right. So why can't this be the first bit of legislation that we force them to table correctly, where it's beneficial to all walks of Bahamian society, where Bahamians have a stake in the game? You obviously have the Rastafarian community, which I am glad that they have been finally heard, because they've been lobbying for years. They were the first lobbyists for it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they was first in line.
Yeah.
Wickman been doing it a long time.
A long time, yeah.
So I understand, and they want it for sacramental use, and it's part of their religion, so I get it. And if you look at other cultures around the world, it is part of their sacramental usage.
Yeah.
So check that off the list.
Yeah.
Medicinal, I'm all for medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only do we have, you know, byproducts of, you know, cannabis that can help with multiple forms of disease and disabilities. Bahamians could benefit from it, but not only that, tourists. You got your whole international medicinal, you know, tourism going on with that. Then you look at the hemp, which is different from the cannabis. You got an industry there that you need to speak to.
Yeah, they didn't even have that in the bill at all.
They didn't even address it. They just you know, took the word Indian hemp off the record. Didn't even address the hemp industry. Now, if you want the beneficial byproducts from medicinal marijuana, it's from the cannabis plant.
Yeah.
If you want to make money of marijuana plants, then it's the hemp plant. And that is where all your textiles, all your clothing, your food, big industry, cruise ship rope. Ship rope.
Yeah.
$1.2 billion every year.
You know the story about that, too?
It comes out of Asia.
You know the story about that, right?
And you can tell me the story after that. I'm just telling you now, we got the second largest cruise ship registry worldwide.
Yeah.
You set up a hemp industry here growing cruise ship rope or ship rope. You cut a deal with everybody. You want to break on your registry? Buy the rope from us.
Yeah, the first time the United States actually, since 1920, when they outlawed cannabis, the first time when they actually brought it back to the United States would have been in World War II in 1945, uh-huh. when the United States, when the Japanese Empire took over the Philippines. That's where the United States were growing all their hemp products, where all their rope. So when the Japanese took over the Philippines, now all of a sudden the United States switched back and now brought all their cannabis back into the United States. So when persons see laws getting put in place, they don't understand that a lot of those laws get pushed out overseas, where they still need this plant to produce the best marine rope out there. It just isn't in your face where you can see it.
You got another product that would work great here made out of the hemp plant. Hempcrete, which is the new form of concrete.
Yes.
Those kind of blocks, more resistant than regular concrete.
Yeah.
All right, when it comes to hurricanes.
And we had a person in our group who actually pioneered that and wanted to bring that over into the Bahamas. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a couple of calls. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
Yeah, you're coughing. What's going on, brother? You good?
Well, you know, that is just my sinus, man. Listen,
I hear you.
The gentleman was talking about this thing being done under the COVID time.
Well, during the last administration, when COVID was, you know, upon us, there was discussions going on pertaining to this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, my thing is, so what is the priority? Because I had family members who were fighting for their life with COVID, right? So you're telling me that the government should focus on your cannabis thing rather than saving my family life at the hospital at the time?
Okay.
What is the priority?
Okay.
I can't understand what is the priority with you.
No, I would like to address that. I think that your family members, I hope they are all well and hope they will get back to better health. So I don't want to negate what's happening with your family, but I also want to put out there we have multiple things happening in our country at once, and we can do two things at once, and I think that's what we need to do. We need to
but remember now,
mm-hmm.
if that was your child and I come to you, what is the first priority? Answer me. To save your child's life, right?
Yes.
I could deal with the cannabis stuff afterwards, eh?
Yeah, but as a country.
So that's my point. I'm just trying to draw the line to show you that in life, there's things called priority, emergency. So you really got to understand it, because one day it may happen to you and you say, but you know something? Hey, for life, for a weed that I could deal with later, then I'm going to deal with the life first. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
So
I overheard you, and I just want to correct you. That whatever you do in your life, and this is a positive thing, you make sure to put priority first.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. But I'm looking at it as a governmental body perspective. We have many ministries to deal with many parts of the government. We can't put tourism on hold because we have a crime problem, or we can't put Ministry of Health on hold because we have an immigration problem. We have a multilateral country, and we have ministries to deal with these certain issues. So the COVID should be number one. I'm not saying COVID shouldn't be number one, but that should be number one under the Ministry of Health. So we have different criteria where we can meet. So two things can be true at once. So COVID is important, but at the same time, cannabis is very important. And I would say it's been important way longer than COVID. COVID is a new thing. So we could have solved this problem a long time ago. So we've been postponing this problem. This is like a cancer right now. This is a chronic disease.
The can's been kicked down the road with this one a lot. But
And I
get where the call is coming from.
Yeah.
All right? I get that point, the priority portion of it. But I also get your point. While you deal with that, there's other things that make the country, and there's other groups out there, in addition to Marijuana Bahamas, that at the same time, we're trying to table legislation or get bills passed in their favor, to probably feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I get the whole scenario. I get it from both sides. So I don't think anybody's wrong in this conversation.
Exactly.
Both make valid, very, you know, salient points. Let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Yes, what's going on, Naughty? Good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, my brother. Yeah, I like your guess. And so, you know, Naughty, I just want to jump on this here. He was running on, he was saying something about a history, and so I'm familiar with that. But I'm also familiar with the book that I read called The Emperor Wears No Clothes. And so what has been hidden from us is the War of 1812, right, which is between England and America, right, was really as a result of England wanting to impede the shipment of hemp from Russia to America.
Correct.
So what they found out was that the hemp made such high-quality sails or masts for the boats that they had to stop them from reaching America. So, but the War of 1812 is called the War of... You ever hear a war called the year it is? No. But it's really the hemp war. It was over hemp. They don't want to tell us that. That's why we all being duped, okay, my brother? You can go and check it out for yourself. Also, the gentleman who called us now, let me show you what knowledge does for me. Now, here it is. He's talking about cannabis and priorities, right? But listen, yes, I want you to go and check this out even before you leave the show, whenever. Yeah, there's a scholarly article popped up on my phone about a couple of weeks ago. I haven't even got to read all, but I started to read it. And what I gathered from it is that the cannabis and some of the derivatives from it, I can't remember which components, but it would, whether it be the cannabidiols or whatever it is, right?
The cannabis, whatever.
I don't know. I can't remember that. But what I did remember was that cannabis, right, can impede the inflammatory response of COVID-19, okay?
Yep.
That's to the caller.
So I read several articles. Similar to that.
Let me finish. You know, I won't cut you off, my bread. Listen to me. Maybe they had paid attention to cannabis. And also, there's a lot of things they didn't want to tell you about cannabis. So here's now he's trying to fight down this brother. But what I'm saying is if they had paid attention to cannabis, maybe some people would still be alive today. Forget cannabis. Maybe if they had paid attention to other viral interventions, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and they didn't want to show you the flawed study that they used 800 and 900 milligrams to prove to discredit these things when they know the dosage shouldn't have exceeded 400 milligrams. And it's given in 400 milligrams in England because that's what their FDA or whatever over there, they has approved that it's a milligram, but they intentionally did the study with excessive milligrams to create a negative response. You see what I'm saying, Naughty? Most people don't want to tell. Dr. John Campbell discussed this in a peer review. So 52 don't have no time to play with these people. So let's stop fighting on one another and making obstacles when there really is none. You see what I'm saying, Naughty? They could have also done other interventions to save people, like invert people over on their stomach instead of keeping them on their back so they could drown in their own fluid that's produced from either the fungal or viral pneumonia or bacterial pneumonia, but it would normally probably be viral or fungal. But what I'm saying is, Naughty, we're not given the truth about history. This gentleman is correct. So why is it that we believe that we, as the masses, always getting the truth? Because we are being grown to believe the imbecilic media and all of the likes who pass out false information to the public because they know we're not going to take a look at the book. And so as it relates to the cabinet shuffle, they're still in the cabinet. They need to come out of the cabinet. Sayers is a very learned man on black history and everything. So out of that crew, I respect Sayers, but listen to me. I'm not worrying about the Ministry of Works. I worry about Jow Works. Give thanks.
Always good to hear from you, 52. So, Bob, I mean, you got, and that's how society, you expect to have society. You have people pro and con toward the situation. I think at some point we got to take the bull by the horns and say, when are we going to get this done and drafted and then passed and made a bill in the best form possible to benefit all Bahamians?
Yeah, I think back before all this COVID, like when I say we were sitting down with the churches, we sit down with Dave Burrows, pastor of BFM.
I remember that.
Yeah, and he sit down and we talked and he was saying that the church is more for medical, like he understand what cannabis is, he does his research, he was involved in that industry before, so he's affected by this industry, so he understands the industry. So it was a good, that's my thing, it was a good dialogue. We need the truth and we need what is the truth in today's society. I think the stigma behind cannabis now is persons know it was all a lie. Persons think, hey, you was going crazy if you smoke cannabis. Like, it was just a lot of nasty.
That was
like,
the easy thing to do.
You was basically Satan. It was a Satan drug. If you touch it, you'll go to hell, basically. So we've been lied to all of these years, and the black persons, especially black people, were disenfranchised by this basically miracle plant. And so we now want the truth. Marijuana Bahamas is basically here to curate information and make sure persons get proper information when it comes to doing cannabis. We don't wanna come to you with no false information, no false dreams to say that, hey, this gonna make you fly. If you smoke cannabis, then you might feel like that, but you ain't gonna fly by smoking cannabis. We wanna be honest and open with the people, and let persons know, well, hey, yes, not everybody needs to smoke cannabis. We think that it should be an age limit on cannabis. Young children, minors, don't need to be smoking cannabis. So we don't wanna seem like we're a radical group out there who push in legislation that isn't based on truth and science. That's what we wanna go off of. We wanna make sure that whatever happens is truth and science, and we're based, and we want to make sure that the best happen for the Bahamian persons. We want to find opportunity
but for
persons.
Shouldn't that be across the board, medicinally, sacramentally, and recreationally? Because you got to look at it all in sundry.
My personal.
Because now there's the gray area of the previous administration had mentioned expungement of records and decriminalization.
Yeah. So
now there's no talk of that because there's the component of if you have more than X amount, you can still come under the subject of the law. That's why I wrote so many columns to it, over 22. That's why I insist and I say that anybody who's trying to get this done needs to look at the Argentinian and the Uruguayan models of how to get it done, because it speaks to the region, because we're similar makeup-wise as far as, you know, hemisphere, region, and especially Uruguay. They run tests. They ran tests, and it proved that young people didn't, because it was legal, young people didn't start smoking it at an early age. There was still more addiction to alcohol and tobacco at an earlier age than to marijuana.
Yeah.
Or the cannabis.
I think we need to be open in public dialogue to let persons know. A lot of persons who find themselves addicted to cannabis, especially in the Bahamas, are not addicted to cannabis because of the plant. It's because they roll their cannabis inside tobacco joints. So you have backwood. Plain people don't know. These things are tobacco. You have backwood. You have grabber. All of these products are tobacco. Just as bad as cigarettes. It's not worse. Grabber just got a lawsuit in the United States because they with overdosing their leaves on with extra nicotine. But persons see their sons and daughters and family members smoke this weed but don't understand what also comes along with it, with they wrapping it in, and they sometimes don't know. And that's why information is key.
And that's why I support your endeavors, because you're about getting the information out there, and that's the kind of information that people need to hear about. Because if you look at it, there are byproducts that you can get if you choose to smoke that way. You can get hemp wraps that are made from hemp.
Yeah, we got made from hemp.
That are made of hemp.
And I tell people all the time, if we want to tell the truth, right, if we want to be open, alcohol is more addictive than cannabis. Tobacco is more addictive than cannabis. Coffee.
And studies have shown
coffee is more addictive than cannabis. Sugar. We have a problem with diabetes in this country.
It's a bit coffee now. You know, one of my good sponsors is coffee. So calm down.
But I think that we should have the freedom in this country to decide as adults what we want to indulge in, especially if it's not harmful. You cannot overdose on cannabis. The people don't understand. Like, you cannot overdose on. You could smoke as much cannabis as you want, and because you have natural cannabinoids in your body, it would just absorb what you smoke, and you just go to sleep. Persons think that sometimes, like, they'll say that man overdose on cannabis, right? And this is why I tell people you can find truth among the lies. So persons that you see in the newspaper today that says overdose on cannabis, that's synthetic cannabis made by the pharmaceuticals. And we have to make sure that these things don't get into society.
Hold on, but that's another question that brings up to this bill. If you look at the pharmaceutical marijuana, what we call the imitation marijuana,
yeah.
Now this bill speaks to being prescribed medicinal marijuana by a doctor, and now you're going to a pharmacy to get your said cannabis.
Yeah.
Now I need to know what kind of cannabis you're giving me. You sliding me the synthetic or you sliding me the real?
The real, yeah. We
and
have
I need to know
that.
And I need to know the breakdowns. I need to know the histories. I need to know the components. I need to know the effects. Because There are places now that you can find out anything you want about a certain strain of cannabis for medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
And recreational.
And Naughty, it goes a little bit deeper than that. And it's because now that they want it to be prescribed by pharmacies, most of the pharmacies don't understand the strain and the knowledge of the strain. So now they're going, now they want to say a pharmacist, they're going to a pharmacy to get cannabis now, and they don't know which strain to use in order to.
And if you're dealing with someone, a patient with cancer, if you're dealing with a patient with anorexia, if you're dealing with a patient
with insomnia,
with you know,
glaucoma,
anxiety,
all these different things.
So I mean, you got to know how to prescribe and to diagnose, and how much to prescribe and what to diagnose.
Exactly.
Now, my question with that too, second fold, and that's a great point. But then, who controls the market? Does the everyday average Bahamian Joe get to say, hey, I want to get into this, I want to take this seriously, I want to open up a dispensary that serves medicinal or recreational or just medicinal, depending on the license go? It seems like there's a gray area as to who's going to get the licenses. And you know how this thing go for the last 50 years, that when certain things break out, it's family, lovers, homies, cronies, and friends.
So what I'm seeing now in the bill after my review is that they're saying now only the pharmacists who now qualify under the Pharmacy Act or Council that they have, they will be the only ones to actually be able to get those licenses now. So now they're now pushing you out of that realm. They're telling you it's for Bahamians, but, you know.
Who Bahamians?
It's only for a select few, okay? Nowhere have I ever heard someone saying they're going to a pharmacy, anywhere where they have cannabis legalized, that they're going to the pharmacy to go and get a prescription.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
See Allen.
Hey, what's going on, See Allen? How are you, man?
Yeah, I mean, just admit, I have a whole lot of things from the bills because I was part of the group of Bahamas for Cannabis Reform 20 years ago when he was trying to bring this in. But reading the bill, I just want to know. That ounce they catch me with, right? That I could pay the $250 fine.
Hey.
Where are I supposed to get that from since they ain't selling it?
Man, see Allen, stop, man.
We just was talking about
man, see Allen. He's my boy, right? Stop. Because guess what? You put that out of my head because I had the line up to say, man.
See, so
you got me like a fantasy draft now. You just sniped me, man.
So see, there's so much questions with this bill, right?
And correct.
But if I'm allowed to possess a certain amount with a penalty, then isn't it right that I should be able to grow a certain amount for my own personal consumption?
But see, you know, Alan,
one plant to,
and huh? speak to this, see, Alan, we all know that when you take these kind of steps, the black market increases if you do not break it out right from, you don't roll it out properly.
Exactly.
If you don't get the right components in the game, the black market will increase.
Yes.
No, the black market will increase because the guy on the corner now knows to only sell 27-ounce spikes. One at a time, so in case you get bust, you got the fine. So you just tell a guy, yeah, you run along with your 27-ounce. Then he go and say, next up, you run along with your 27-ounce, next up. Now the guy, you say you sell by the joint. So that means that he could roll up to 27 ounces and then claim it's all for his personal consumption. When you catch him selling, he said, no, bro, this is for me to smoke. It just creates so much different variations of problems and whatever. My question then becomes, where is the laboratory to actually track these medical cannabis, the growth? Now, we haven't been able to bring the from since, what is his name, the guy from Long Island, 2002, where we're supposed to bring the food quality control, whatever. We haven't been able to bring that into fruition. Then, you know, when people are growing in there, if I got me a field, I don't need no cross-pollination to mess up my whole, you know, growing type thing. So, and yes, one. Let me understand this. Let's use, for instance, the individuals from the Rasta thing that wants to enter the business. They prohibit it from entering it. I'd say to them, because I don't see no prohibition there, form a co-op, right? So if I had a marijuana conviction, stop me from having a license, I'll form me a co-op that issues shares, and I'll just own 90% of the shares. The co-op can get licensed, whoever process it. So it's so much. This bill is a distraction, not something that they want to bring into. Because, again, even when we had the discussions here in Grand Bahama, when individuals like me wanted to have a conversation, all right, see, Alan Johnson, you got two questions. After they talk for 2 hours, and I say, just not an open dialogue where you want to understand with my years of studies and involvement and attending seminars and all these other different things to understand with this. You basically have an agenda. And so this is a multi-billion dollar industry. Because let me just, and this one thing, where we are between the Tropic of Cancer, I think, and the equator, when you bring any type of other strain into the Bahamas, there's some uniqueness of what our soil, environment, whatever, that could enhance and even actual variation of that strain that could actually put a tremendous amount of value in what it is that you're growing, where you're growing it, how you're growing it. So my concern is that somewhere in the background, confusion is meant to be in the front. So somewhere in the background, preparation is being made. And when we find out what happened, it'll be just like you say, family, friends, lovers, or some foreigners.
Appreciate you, man. Always, man. Always good stuff, see, Alan. But see, Alan said in a nutshell, you got to find out who's going to end up where and controlling what.
Yeah. Me, I want to make sure, too, that we don't, as Bahamians, I don't want to, like, how would I say? I don't like to fight the government, to say. I want to work, because I feel like the government is a reflection of the people. That's why I am non, I have no government affiliation. So I want to work with the government to make sure that we form the best bill possible. I want to have an open space. I don't want them to feel uncomfortable when they, if they want to reach out. If you guys want to reach out via Facebook, Instagram. You could get my number straight from Naughty, because I know you could reach Naughty. So
yeah.
so you could get our number. Like you have the me here, Ronaldo Cartwright, the president, Valentino Elliott. Reach out to us, and we can consolidate persons. We could have groups of persons come in from different walks of life to talk to the government, to let the government know and the body know that what we want to see in the bill and what is the best. I think that we need to work together as Bahamians to figure out what does the Bahamas want and where do we want to go. And I think it's a good space to be when you think in a mindset like that. I don't want to come from just a complaining aspect of, I hate this bill, I want it to change, and
no,
then
I say the squeaky wheel get the most oil. If you leave it to me, I'll make the noise and I'll have to back up with the noise.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of these things, I see some red flags.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that they'll, like, persons.
And if this was to be done correctly,
yeah,
and they really cared, they would look at the recreational portion and see how many expunged records they could take care of and allow young Bahamians to have a second chance at life, because they made a mistake earlier because of the archaic laws we had in relation to marijuana on the books.
Yeah, I just don't want to attribute evil to where it's incompetence, basically. I think sometimes where we think that, oh, persons, oh, they're evil and they don't, they put together this bill and we, I like this bill, it doesn't...
I wouldn't say it's evil, I would say it reeks of potential cronyism.
But... you don't think sometimes that they're just incompetent? Like, they have the wrong people in charge? They give people jobs.
Hold on now. We elect the government. So if we elect the wrong people, we elect the wrong people in charge. We just the conk, and if they're in charge, then they put in place the wrong people.
So we got to blame ourselves.
We got to blame ourselves.
So that's where it comes from. So it's like, hey, maybe it's just the person who had the job didn't do the job properly, and we can help them do their job. If I have to come in and make sure they get through the job.
Because I don't want to mind up again and call me back in and say, he's trying to get in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty. I saw you calling back, but this is a quick in point, and I want your guest to make a comment. You see, Alan made me remember something. There's too much variables in this conversation to go for. Of course, the laws that they put forward must be changed, right? To your guest, right? But let's remember now, see, Alan hinted at something that voices the hydroponic and the biologically growing from the soil, right? So the Rasta man is done at a disadvantage by that, because then you're looking at the reaping cycle. So it's basically once a year, it's a time of the planet, versus the rich person who has the money to build a greenhouse with all of the atmosphere conditions and models that they need, lights, etc., moisture, chemicals, liquid metronics equipment. That's why it's best that they co-op, so they'd be able to get their greenhouses and do the same thing they're doing. But the disadvantage is the chemicals that you're inducing into the plant hydroponically versus growing it biologically with the soil. So then you're looking at how much times you could reap a year. So that's if the person growing in a greenhouse, which is a big time pharmaceutical company like your guest mentioned, he'll be able to reap three times a year. You understand
correct
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then the rest of the man is a disadvantage when he's given a square footage to grow versus the demand amongst his community. So you would have to come up with a consensus as to how much you reap from every plant. And it's naive to think that every plant will give you a pound. You understand me? So, I mean, there's so many variables. Let me show you something, Naughty. People forget the reason for discussions, you know. This discussion is to bring a consensus and for us to learn and sharpen one another's wits. No one knows it all, not even me. So I don't want people to believe I don't have an input. I'm looking to do something in this industry because of the knowledge. And I went to school in Jamaica. Listen to me. I'm not hearing a lot of things, okay? A lot of things I'm not even hearing. People are just into the legislative side of it,
right,
into the scientific side of the,
right,
of the cannabis plant and the health. Did you know that the doctors who prescribe it have to be trained about cannabis, knowing that the level of THC and chemicals has to do with heart rate and heartbeat? People with heart problems shouldn't be prescribed. There's a lot of things that we need to enlighten ourselves on. It's not just simple as they think. So, the ignorance is coming to surface now. Have a good day, man.
Yeah, I'll be 52. It's valid points.
Yeah.
Now, real quick, we got one more call. We got one more call. All right, no. So, real quick, let everybody know, because I got some text, how they can get in touch with y'all to continue this discussion or become part of the discussion. So, are there any way you can reach out? They can folks can reach out to Marijuana Bahamas.
Okay, they can send us an email at marijuanabahamas@gmail.com, or they can reach us at 829-8258. That will be the primary number. Or on Facebook, the Marijuana Bahamas Facebook page. Just send us a message. You have Instagram.
Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram. We have an email, and the number is, again, 829-8258. Just shoot us a message, a WhatsApp message, or a text, or a regular text, or give us a call. And then we'll be able to happily oblige a meeting or a small group session where we can actually discuss what we need to move forward.
All right, I got a text before I got out. A very good show, Nadia, as always. It's full legislation or nothing. As we can see, this cannabis bill is flawed and useless. We've been illegally smoking for 50 years, and now for us to smoke, we have to go to the doctor to be prescribed weed for us to buy from the pharmacy. That is for the tourist that comes here and want to smoke without being arrested. While people over the hill get arrested for smoking, I've been doing it for 50 years. It's not going to change. All right, we got another call. All right, let's take this call, and this could be the last call because we got to get to the news. All right, so call and make it quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Mrs. Cartwright.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if there's going to be a part two to this show. It's been a great conversation.
Yeah, I was just about to say, boy, what's up with you in Seattle? You're all picking my brains today. But yeah, definitely, this is the first of many conversations that we'll have, because obviously we need to continue the conversation and be as vocal about it as we can, so that while this is still at the drafting stage, they can get it as correct as possible to put out the best bill that is most beneficial to all Bahamians, whether it be medicinally, sacramentally, recreationally, and then, of course, economically, in the sense that they can become part of the industry. It shouldn't just be an exclusive good old boys club on this one as well. It needs to be for all and sundry. So, yes, we will definitely have more conversations with Bob and the rest of the crew from Marijuana Bahamas.
All right, that's what's up. I'm looking forward to listening in and sharing the flyer to get persons to chime in.
All right, no problem. We appreciate that. And
You're welcome.
We'll continue to have this conversation. Y'all got to stay in touch, man. It's just the first of many.
Yeah, first of many. We can get it. We can get it right.
We need to get it right. And yeah. I think Bahamians want to see it get done correctly, because industrially you can make a chunk of money off it. And like I told you, that medicinal tourism is another huge market as well.
Yes.
But those are other conversations that we can have for another day, as well as discuss some of the models that are internationally effective in other hemispheres, in other countries that may be applicable here. Because this one, what they're trying to slide through, looks really like the one from D.C. in the United States, minus the recreational portion.
And we can leave you with one shirt, so in case you want to give it away.
A lot of mercy. Give it away.
You already got a shirt, Naughty.
Oh, I need a new one. I need a touch-up. I need a fresher one.
All right.
We'll make it happen, man. Thank you guys for stopping by. We appreciate you, man.
All right.
Let's get to the news. Flip side of the news. We'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. Keep it right. But you got it.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage costs. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students.
students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord, and I gotta buy snacks too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Shavara Roka Enias, Chikchani Farms. I don't think I chose farming. I think farming chose me. Winning this award would definitely give us the funding that we need to start our farming season. Most persons who are in the agriculture field realize that at the start of the season, which is in the next couple weeks, you do always need a bulk of cash. I think we have a great track record for the work that we've been doing in agriculture over the last 10 years. And so when I saw the opportunity for an award like this, I figured, you know what? I should just go ahead and enter.
The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One legacy, our future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the Two Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. Two people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidence.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andras, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the Two Fly Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys. Or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidence.com for more information. That's BahamasResidence.com.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by AML Foods Limited, the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Freeport News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Nazi Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you right here on the Wednesday, August 30th edition of Talking Heads. One audio new company right up until 6 p.m. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? Pearlissimo, what's going on, my brother?
Man, everything in the quiet.
Boy, just, you sound like you're grooving.
I don't understand. Anyway, we can get to it, but, you know, I wait.
You don't understand what?
What Indianapolis is thinking.
Anyway, yeah, let me just get your favorite portion of the show out of the way. All right? Brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Today in sports history, on this day, August 30th, boy, Purdue, it's a good one for you today. 1905, Ty Cobb made his Major League batting debut with the Detroit Tigers. 1918, the New York Giants beat the Brooklyn Dodgers 1-0. The game only took 57 minutes to play. 1937, Joe Louis won a 15-round decision over Tommy Farr in his first defense of his heavyweight title. 1966, Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds hit home runs from both sides of the plate against the St. Louis Cardinals. 1984, U.S. President Ronald Reagan and several others were inducted into the Sportscasters Hall of Fame. 1987, Canada's Ben Johnson set the world record in the 100-meter race at 9.83. Johnson later lost the record due to steroid use. 2001, Ashley Martin became the first woman to play in a Division I football game. She kicked three extra points in the game. 2002, the Major League Baseball Players Union and the team owners came to an agreement that avoided a player strike set to begin on that day. So there you have it. That's what happened on this day. Sports quote of the day. I've always made total effort even when the odds seemed entirely against me. I never quit trying. I never felt that I didn't have a chance to win. Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He's probably drinking spiked Arnold Palmers on the golf. I didn't feel no pain. But anyway.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
On those hot days. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, this is Leo. One and only Leo B, bro.
Hey, what's going on, Leo B? What's going on, man? What you got for me today?
Well, so what y'all got for me today, man? I want to confirm what's going on with this Jonathan Taylor and Jay Waddle. So if you got Pearl in there, he needs to.
Ain't nothing to confirm. Waddle ain't going to step. The brothers asked for water in Miami, asked them, what y'all smoking?
Stop. The Colts asked for Jalen Waddle and not draft picks?
Yeah, they wanted Waddle for Jonathan Taylor, plus more.
Wow.
I mean, hey, you can't blame them for trying, though. I mean, you know, you're watching right now, Naughty. You all remember the show, Hit Show with the Rock, Ballers, right?
Right, right.
It's this fella named Charles who became the GM for the Rams and whatnot. And on the show, he was after Alvin Kamara, right? I think this must be his last season. So he put all these chips in the bag. He's like, they need a dynamic running back. And they tried. They going all over Alvin Kamara, but Alvin's like, yeah, I can't leave Drew Brees. Certain things in place in New Orleans, I just can't shift. So, you know, so you can't blame the GM for kind of trying to think big and dream big, you know, but that's still a tall order. Because I just saw it in the group, Naughty, I'm like, these dudes, seriously, they're asking for Waddle in exchange for Jonathan Taylor. I mean, Jonathan Taylor is a very talented back, but dude, I'm not giving up Jaden Waddle.
I don't think it was
the end of the discussion.
It was to add him to Waddle and Tyreek Hill to make the offense even more lethal.
Exactly.
Not to take away from the offense.
You might say to be better off where we are now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, you know, all you need right now, in my estimation, Earl, is just to make sure that, you know, if in the event that something happened to Tua, you got that pull cord. You know, ripcord where you all have a good tight backup, which I think you all do, who could be a carrier on the show. I think your run game is there, and obviously you can't never dispute the Dolphins defense. But I mean, this is a stock AFC's division.
My only concern is if the offensive line holds up. Offensive line holds up, we'll be fine.
Well, that's the key. That's the same thing that the Jets are kind of parted right now.
No, we got a bad offensive line in the Jets. Let's put that out there now. Dolphins have a better offensive line than the Jets. We know that. That's why the Jets switch. So it's shorter drop back and quicker pass by Rodgers because they can't trust the offensive line to protect him.
Yeah. But Rodgers is a veteran. I mean, you know, he don't have any problem getting the ball out of his hands. And even if he don't have anything down the field, especially, you know, he's going to throw it away. So you don't have to worry about, you know, him taking unnecessary sacks and loss of yardage and that sort of stuff. You know, he's a vet. He's going to do his thing. You know, so Naughty, back to you now with the Cowboys. I want to know from your perspective. I didn't get to talk to you in the group. I know you're a busy man, but you know, what's your take on you know, you're getting the kid from San Fran, man. What's up with that?
I think like I spoke to it when it went down. I think it's a good insurance policy. Once he learns the system, he will definitely be an upgrade over Cooper Rush at the backup position. I'm taking nothing away from Cooper. He's done a great job. But I think talent-wise, athletic-wise, Trey Lance is the better of the two. It also, you know, motivates Dak, lights a little fire under his butt to make him perform. I think best-case scenario for the Cowboys in all of this is, you know, Dak Prescott plays to a high level. And we have Trey Lance as a quality backup for 2 years. Hold on, Leah. That gives us 2 years with Trey Lance before we have to exercise an option, give him a contract. If Dak is playing...
Dak has 23 and 24 seasons, he's under contract.
Right. So, you know, Dak okay. does his thing. Then, you know, Trey Lance goes one way and we keep on with Dak.
Let me get it right. There's an option for next year. Has the Cowboys taken the option yet?
They did. That's why they got him for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you.
That's correct.
You see what I'm saying? So now they got a 2 year. And listen, if you look, and I'm taking nothing away from Dak, you know, I got a special place for Dak. I appreciate Dak. But listen, Trey Lance coming out is another Colin Kaepernick, in my opinion. Got a good arm and got good legs. McCarthy runs that West Coast offense, which is right up his alley, what he ran in South Dakota State. So I'm thinking what Mike McCarthy needs to do, just give, you know, Trey Lance a hug, give him the clipboard, keep him close, teach him the offense, and I think the best case scenario for Dallas, he becomes a quality backup for Dak Prescott for years to come. And then if Dak retires, he can fill that role.
The master salesman, I guess.
That's the way I look at it, because you can't expect, I'm not buying into the hype and into the clickbait of, oh, they got Trey Lance. He's come to take Dak's job tomorrow. It's not going to happen. There were deficiencies.
Could it be that they have him there for the 2 years to train, and at the end of the 2 years, they're not going to give Dak a big contract and just go with Lance and let Dak go
about
his business?
Yeah. Maybe so. That remains to be seen.
That makes sense, because I think it's had to go with Naughty, too. I said to myself, just on top of my head, you know, I think Dak definitely is looking for, you know, kind of last payday and his contract extension. I think he's going to ball out this season, you know, because he knows Jerry's on him, and I think this is the do or die season that he has to prove. Dak knows he don't have another season to try to show anything up, and Jerry got that incentive, like Naughty said, to light that fuse underneath his behind to ensure that Dak keep his eyes on the prize. That's the way I see it. I think with Trey, now here's my question, though, I was going to ask you, like, everything you said was great in a sense, right? But like the 49ers, the Cowboys, your team is built to win now. You all think that you all have sufficient window to be able to try to develop a player like Trey Lance, because Trey Lance has the raw material. Like you said, he has the potential to become the next or the new Colin Kaepernick. But, I mean, do you guys have the time and the inclination to develop this guy during this kind
window? We have very few elder statesmen at key positions on that team. So the youth movement is well in effect in Dallas with quality draft picks playing on their first contract. So I think the window is there. The question is, can Dak get it done while the window is there? And I think that's another reason why, like I said, Trey Lance is going to light the fire under him to get him to go through that window. And if he can go through that window at the end of 2 years, like Pearly said, there may be a changing of the guard. There very well may be.
Yeah, you're right, Naughty. I mean,
now,
like you say,
let me ask you a question about your team.
Court right now, so it's up to him what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. He knows what he needs to do. So it's
a win-win for Dak. If he plays at a high level and they still want to replace him with Trey Lance, he can still get another contract somewhere as a veteran quarterback to a team that's just a veteran quarterback away.
Yeah. Hey, you know something too, Naughty? You know, I'm looking at the NFC North, right? And, you know, we have a certain guy in our group who, you know, he's a diehard Parker. We all know who he is.
Call on from Tropical Gyros, yeah.
Yeah. So he's telling, you know, what's going on with the Packers and Jordan Love. And Jordan's been looking, he's been looking pretty decent in preseason so far. I think that, to me, that's the division for the Lions to lose, because I'm watching last season. And, you know, what I love about football is, right, even though certain things may not make the playoffs, you have to look at the body. We're coming down the stretch. A lot of teams give up. They say, okay, we're pocketing in, you know, we're going in the draft or whatever the case may be. And then you got teams like, look at the Steelers. Okay, we started off 2-6. And, you know, Kenny Pickett won 7 of the last 9. And we just needed 3 teams to lose, 2 loss and 1-1. And we didn't get it. But I think we've been the most dangerous team if we made a dance. And as well as the Detroit Lions coming down the stretch, they were the hardest team. I don't think no team, not even the 49ers, wanted to see Campbell's team get in, and Jared Goff, I mean, you know, he's on fire. So now you have that. These guys have the confidence to bring it back, essentially the same team. I think that they can win the NFC North, and I don't see anyone really challenging them, because Jordan Love now has so much to prove on the show.
Hold on. I would just like to throw in here this factor right here, okay? The Chicago Bears, on a weak last-place schedule, retooled offensive line, some addition at wide receiver, and Justin Fields about to explode with a solid defense behind him. I think that might be a dark horse team for that division.
You really come up with some foolishness when you're ready.
Hey, you can say what you want. Watch Chicago be in that conversation in that division this year, Pearly.
And, you know, I'm not knocking Justin Fields' talent. I mean, the dude just flat out ball out. I mean, it was just him one last season. And this dude was like, look, he was running back, wide receiver, whatever it took to try to stock some W's on the board or whatever. Because he was trying to win. He wasn't even trying to pass. A lot of people was just on Justin Fields trying to, you know, he's a stat king. You know, he's trying to par the stuff. But, you know, the dude is a gamer. He's a baller. And I'm just saying, you know, Chicago, just open up your plate. Let's open up your bank book, man, and spend to free agents. You had the Dalvin Cooks running around.
No, but hold on. They made a good move in the offseason. They got DJ Moore to be the number one receiver there. That already makes
Moore. I like DJ Moore.
That already makes Darnell Mooney a solid number two, because that's what he is. He's a very good number two, not a number one.
Right.
They got Cole Kmet at tight end, so the offense is going to move. They got a good situation at running back. All right, with Kerry Herbert and Dante Foreman. Watch for the Bears to be in the conversation. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Now, question for you, Leo, on your team. Mm. Does Deontay Johnson have a comeback, bounce back season? Does he find the end zone this year?
Most definitely. You see, because
I took a gamble on him in a fantasy draft. That's a flex.
Hey, Deontay Johnson right now, obviously, he's our 1B. He's the Robin to Pickens Batman at this point in time right now, right? And very well, he's functioning the same way Juju Smith-Schuster did and Antonio Brown shadow, A.B. shadow, you know, because you have A.B. tracking a double team, and that's why Schuster had the year he had several seasons ago just balling out because he's wide open. And I'm thinking now that defense is keen in on Pickens. That's going to create all sort of opportunities for Deontay Johnson, especially in the middle. Him running the slot, and he's a great route runner. This dude, at this point in time right now, he has the experience. He's pretty much a veteran. He can run any route, all right? And the dude is an exceptional blocker. So what I love with Deontay Johnson, he's a team player. He's humble, and he just wants to win.
Is he your new Hines Ward?
Huh?
Is he your new Hines Ward?
He could be. I mean, you know, we're never going to be a Hines Ward now, right? But, I mean, just show up. You know, these sort of things, they ain't going to show up on the stat sheet. They the sort of players that you want. You know, when I watch, I can't remember what preseason game that was, but I watch him throw a block for Warren. Warren just bust through a hole, touchdown. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the sort of stuff that I'm talking about.
All right. I'll take your word for it, Leo.
And hey, Naughty, listen, hear from me first. Now, I know you think I'm tripping. I'm telling you, look for the Steelers. The challenge for the eighth round, okay? And I know, Earl, I know you're thinking crazy too. The same way people don't think the Dolphins going to win the division, the AFCs. I'm telling you right now, we could have a head start because your boy is Joe Burrow's kind of recuperating right now, and the Ravens have to kind of rebuild their offense. Not say from scratch, but
they got a brand new offense, and I hear it's clicking. It's going to be more pass oriented too. So you got some other components to look at. Don't sleep on that Baltimore team over there, bro.
We'll see. All right, Naughty.
All right, be safe, Leo. Good stuff,
come
man.
On.
Thanks,
that's
bro. Pearly, I still don't see that Pittsburgh Steelers winning that division. We got Pearly or Pearly going on mute? Or Pearly in the air fryer? He reconnecting it. Pearly probably jump up. And he heard that comment about the dog. So, Pearly, you think the Steelers are going to win that division?
You know that where we put, where we say you got something win? It's the only thing they can do.
I think they're a year away.
And no disrespect. Steelers is one of the best, if not the best coach in football today is their coach.
Right.
But I don't care how good he is, and he can't do enough to take them over that line to be. And they're in the same division. Let me be straight. I might be wrong. They're in the same division with Baltimore and Cincinnati, right?
Correct.
Okay, let's make it sure. You know, I thought something might have some realignment since then.
But you know, Leo, say you're all in the same division with the Jets and the Bills, too.
Yeah, but we got a much better chance than them. We got a better team than them.
This is true. Y'all almost broke up that good team that you were talking about. They got Rich Eisen.
They almost broke up nothing. You was a conspiracy theorist, you know.
I got Rich Eisen lined up, man.
You know almost nothing. Indianapolis, ask Miami for Waddle. Miami, tell them no way, no kind of how. Waddle is not on the block. Don't ask us for that.
Right. And Rich Eisen is saying, should you all have said yes?
No.
Well, let's see what Rich got to say. This thing could be too long, Pearly. You should enjoy this. Rich said you all should have said yes. You know how Rich
about the Packers going for Jonathan Taylor on the eve of the season? How about that one? Want to talk about going outside your lane? You got A.J. Dillon, you got Aaron Jones, and you're going to go throw Jonathan Taylor in that mix, too.
Bet.
And, you know, obviously.
Probably had to send
the football fans
Aaron Jones back.
I don't know. I have no idea what the compensation package was for that. Because, I mean, you know, Wisconsin fans would have loved to have Jonathan Taylor back in their state. I think the mix of, if there was a Venn diagram, one circle was Packers fans, one circle was Badger fans, I think there'd be a big mesh point there between those two circles. But based on all the reporting coming out of Miami, they may have asked for, Bakhtiari and, you know, Aaron Jones and, you know, maybe the Lombardi statue out front.
Yep.
Right?
All the cheddar cheese.
Yeah. All the cheese for life for
extra,
Jim Irsay.
Sharp.
Because according to multiple reports coming out of South Florida, the Colts asked the Dolphins for Jalen Waddle. Like, what though? Like, I guess you're going YOLO?
Why not? They're that dude in your fantasy league who's like,
if you're Jonathan Taylor and you're like, okay, here's the door. I'm going to go seek my new partners. And you're sitting there thinking it's possible I can come to Miami because they're talking terms and dollars for me. Then you find out that they're asking for Jalen Waddle back. Get out of here. I guess we're giving you our young Turk. Let's get your young Turk, who, by the way, was a top six pick in the draft, who's balling out. So of course the Dolphins are going to say, yeah, we're not breaking up maybe the best wide receiver tandem in the league for a running back that we would love to have, but we kind of don't need to pay what he wants. Jalen Waddle, the phone's hung up before the syllable of Jalen's out of their mouth, because it's either like Jalen Waddle or it's Ramsey. Which Jalen you want? Doesn't matter.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello.
I hear Jalen. Before Jalen's finished, get out of here.
And it's like a bad fantasy offer.
Again,
like you said, Chris. It's like what?
Cooper's in a league with a bunch of 12-year-olds. It's just like, I'll give you five players for your one, and they're all four of them are injured and, you know, not nearly remotely close to this. But it's volume. The volume should make you want to take the trade. And then Cooper sometimes looked at me, should I do it? I'm like, get out of here. Give me that phone. I'll hit reject for you. Don't even give him an answer.
Cooper's too nice.
And I'm doing that on a 12-year-old. I'm dunking on an 11-year-old.
See?
That's nuts. Man, and you're sitting there and you're Jonathan Taylor saying, I thought I could go to Miami and they wanted what for me? Woo. I guess it's a compliment, but in the end, it's called a non and a starter. Catch the rich eyes.
Pretty, I'm so glad you're for Waddle. I'm glad Dallas didn't get into that conversation because there was guys for CD Lamb.
Listen to me. The man that we want, Jaden, what are they going to say? Waddle? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Phone was hanging up, man. Hang up on them, but don't play with us.
Let's go to the phone lines. Don't let's hang up on this one. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, this is the Donald, the next Donald, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to ask you the question. So, where's, So my other name's like his name is Donald. Also, what a place name. You remember that?
Donald
football. Yeah.
Which Donald? You mean Aaron Donald?
Aaron Donald. Yeah.
From the LA Rams. He's still with the Rams.
Yeah. He's still with the Rams.
Yeah, he's still playing defensive line at a high level for the Rams. I don't think the Rams would be too good this year, but Donald should play up to his level.
His contract is kind of hard for them to trade him, so.
So he's still there.
What you mean it's too hard for him to trade him? You know,
he's got a big contract. It's a heavy contract. A lot of money left on the back end.
Okay, so you know.
So
don't be surprised if you see them release him after this season, in order to save money in the salary cap.
Now, Callaway, you wanted that, what? You wanted to trade Aaron Donald to the Dolphins? That's what you're trying to get at?
No, but give me this. Why did they, all of those guys who were good on TV, commercials and everything like that, where are they right now?
Who's that?
There were a lot of guys who was talking sports and everything on the TV.
You mean on ESPN?
Yeah, on ESPN.
They fired.
Yeah, those.
They fired a lot of their quality broadcasters in the shakeup.
Well, that was because of money or something?
I think so. Well, they're owned by Disney. And I guess Disney might have been pulling in the, you know, pulling in the belt strap a little bit.
But I don't know if you go far back like I do. There was Bob Gibson, you know, for the Red Sox, man. He was very good.
You mean for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Bob Gibson, yeah.
That's Purdy's guy. Purdy used to watch Bob Gibson when he's growing up.
But Bob Gibson retired like in 65, I think.
Oh, sorry.
Or 69. Right. I was a little boy. I was just getting into it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, all right, okay. Yeah, I have to call you guys back because we have a lot of things, you know. Since I moved back from Canada, I have a lot of things to fill in with you guys, you know, and one thing, you know, that I have to, there was a tennis player very, very back, and my boy brought his name up the other day. Very, very back, the tennis player, and, you know, they said he got killed or something like that.
Which one?
That was before the young guys come up, man.
All right, that might be a little bit before my time. But yeah, man, we on every afternoon 4 to 6 and 5 to 6 we talk sports. So feel free to chime on in, man.
Okay,
I appreciate you chiming in.
I'll catch you up on that tomorrow.
All right, be safe now.
Okay.
My mama said there'd be days like this.
Fairly.
So, I was flabbergasted to see that the coach was even had the second reporter to ask for water. That was amazing. I was like, okay. I mean, but like Leo B said, you can't blame him. Ain't nothing beats a failure but try.
So you just can keep talking right because you know what you did, right? Oh, Lord. Oh, Purdy. No, man, but I would definitely like to, you know, hear from everybody, man, especially if you came back from Canada. So we want to hear some Canadian stories, too. We can talk some Canadian sports, too, especially hockey.
Edmonton Oilers.
There you go. And why are the Canadian football fields so long?
Exactly, and why?
You can play in Montreal and catch a ball in Toronto, and you'll still be in bounds.
And you're still only get a point.
Yeah, you got a touchdown. We got another call. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Right there, buddy. Now, let me say what it is. I'm a diehard Colts fan from way back.
Okay.
So you was probably the one who tell them to ask for that trade, didn't he?
No. Now I can get it straight. What you think y'all should give up for if y'all want that fellow? What you think y'all should have given up?
Ooh, I'm not y'all lining that.
I would have given up a third round.
Yeah, what?
A third round in 2024, a fifth in 2024, and maybe throwing another fifth in 2025.
I would have tried to go that route, like Purdy said, a third and a fourth. I might have gone maybe a second and a third. And then if they was...
No second and third. If I go a second, I'm giving you a six.
If they hit me...
I might go a fifth if I go a second. The highest I would go... You ain't got no first round pick. Let's get that straight.
No, guess what, Purdy? I'd have pulled the trigger. If they asked me for Waller, I'd have told them, hell no, but you got to have a first round pick right back on him. And if they bit, then I would have taken him. You're not going to come out in the first round next year to the level of Jonathan Taylor.
Then
you walk off out of the car market, your car dropped 15%. Then drop 50%.
Boy, Pearly, you good, but you cheap too, but you good.
No, but here's this. It Warrell for him, I think that's a good trade off.
No, you don't help your team any. Miami loses that way. Miami was getting him to become that juggernaut. Then you go give up Waddle, pick him, you really just staying even. So, and the fact is, they really don't need Jonathan Taylor. It's a good have. It would have made them even a much better. They get running back by committee, 5 running backs, plus the fullback makes 6. They're fine.
See, Jonathan Taylor,
the best wide receivers, too. The best wide receiver, probably, arguably, the top 2 or 3 wide receiver combo in the league. Why are you trading that?
Jonathan Taylor is a good running back. You give him a couple dollars
or whatever that rookie contract is to pay that brother close to $15 million.
Boy,
it doesn't allow me to do that financially.
But you know, they still keep your boy.
And personnel-wise, it didn't make sense. Not for Miami, not that.
The Colts still keep, what is his name, the strong guy.
No, they cut him.
Unless they
cut him, but he's on the practice squad.
Oh, okay.
So they put him on the practice squad.
They say, see, he got it hurt. He only played one game, and he pulled
He was dealing with a groin or a hamstring. He was dealing with soft tissue,
he pulled that. He only catch one ball all thingam. So that's why they do that.
They've announced the practice squad. Are you predicting he's going to the practice squad?
Huh?
I say, did they announce he's on the practice squad? Or do because I don't know. Waivers just clearing today, so practice squads don't get signed up tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, he's on the practice squad. So in case somebody gets hurt, you know, he'll be right back up there, you know.
All right.
All right. Appreciate you as always, bro. Good stuff. But yeah, nice to know Maestro's on the practice squad.
Yeah.
Got a chance to get back on the lineup. That makes sense now. Rehab for a couple of weeks on a practice squad. We could call you up if nobody signs you. You know what I mean? And you slide right back in the rotation. But you could get plucked. Anybody could pluck you out of the practice squad. No. If the Dolphins wanted to pluck him off and add him to their active roster, they could.
They could have. But once he's named to their practice squad, they just can't pluck him like that.
Yes, you can, Pearly. That's the risk of the practice squad. Nobody, say y'all got an offensive lineman injured, right? Y'all look at waivers. Waivers, nobody there, right, that you like. You look over at, say, Dallas practice squad, and you say, hey, boy, I see this offensive lineman just came out last year. You know what I mean? Boom. I like the size of this kid. You sign him. Only catch is you can't put him back on the practice squad. He got to stay on your roster the rest of the year.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right.
But, yeah, that's NFL intricacies. I saw something today you would be interested in. Skip Bayless had Keyshawn Johnson, Michael Irvin, and Richard Sherman on at the same time.
Yeah, that's what the show called? Boy, Innovation or something like that?
All I know is, Undisputed. All I know is?
Undisputed.
All I know is, he couldn't get a microphone back. He sure got totally hijacked, and I loved it. Looked like he's getting free up his lunch money.
Skip.
Yeah, he missed Skip. But you got Michael Irvin right on one side and Richard Sherman on the next. Got dog eat your lunch. And Keyshawn coming right down the middle. Yeah, over.
Two gangsters and one pretty boy. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, Pearly, here's the deal. Get me some picks for tonight because it's 5:46. We got Colin Cowherd taking us home today. And he's doing a whole piece on guess who we talked about earlier, Justin Fields.
Okay, let's see what we're getting on tonight.
All right.
I didn't do bad yesterday, except that Boston game. Boston let me down last night.
Plenty picks tomorrow, though. Ooh, juicy night tomorrow night.
Tomorrow be a good night, yeah. Fully I got a draft tonight, 8:30.
You ain't got a draft with us. You have a draft with your
brother. This is, I have my sons and my cousins. We have a family.
All right.
Tingham, you know.
That y'all do every year, correct.
We're telling them if one of the Thompson fellas win it this year again, because one has always been in it. We can change the league to the Thompson Invitational Fantasy League.
All right, Pearly, we have a text from 4 o'clock today. Good day, Norty. Can you please tell Pearly I sent him a Facebook message? Please, I asked both of you to help me pick my team.
Yes, I'll check it. Pearly, turn off the show.
Promise. Please do that, Pearly. Thank you very much.
Okay. We I think we own the Diamondbacks, so I'm picking the Dodgers over the Box tonight.
All right, sounds like a plan.
The Yankees get too straight to pick the Yankees over the Tigers tonight. I like the Rays over the Marlins. I like the Braves over the Rockies.
All right. Well, tomorrow, I'll let you know who I like in college football. You know?
Okay. I'm excited, but tomorrow.
Boy, I tell you.
A quick sneak preview.
Yeah. Got some good games tomorrow night.
Should be a pretty good game.
Yes, indeed. Miami and Miami. Miami versus Miami of Ohio.
Oh, that'd be a good game. Okay.
Plenty parlays there, my brother.
Oh, that's Saturday. That's not tomorrow.
Yeah, I know, but I was talking about the weekend, just in general.
Yeah, that should be a good game.
Some good games popping up this weekend. They're starting on Thursday night.
Well, this week one. Right? I mean, last week is what they ground
week
zero.
Week zero, yeah.
Everybody should be walking over. Iowa, Utah State might be a good game. Tennessee, Virginia might be a good game.
Mm-hmm. Got some good ones there.
Notre Dame hurt Tennessee State.
Yeah, Notre Dame already won in week zero, too. So they're going to pop off on Tennessee State. But let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd breaking that whole situation down with Justin Fields. And I think you all should put a little credo into what I said. Watch the Bears in that division this year. Dark horse team. Watch out for them. But I appreciate you, Pearly. We'll do it again tomorrow, man.
All right, bro. Take time.
And everybody who chimed in first hour, second hour, you know, all good. Mr. Producer, you didn't notice that you and I got on the same shirt today? You see that, right? I just noticed that ish. Great minds think alike. All right. Let me go burn this one now. I hate people looking like me. I go on. See you later.
Take time, bro.
Be safe.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust. If we play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Too many
debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 352-6676.
School bag, books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord, and I gotta buy snacks too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Are touchdowns, and I don't care how you get them. The Chicago Bears last year were last in the NFL in yards after the catch. So they went out this weekend, and they made it easy. Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator, there were some underneath stuff, some screen stuff, and it popped for touchdowns. I'm all for it. I don't know why teams don't run more screens in this league. The Bears offense last year was way too reliant on Justin Fields doing something amazing. Do you know who was number one in the NFL in yards after the catch? The Chiefs. Andy Reid dialing up layups, dialing up screens, bubble screens, letting the fast guys do the work. You know, even Mahomes is only amazing a game. It was like the Bears last year relied on Justin Fields to be amazing 17 times a game. That's not realistic. That's very much Ron Rivera with Cam early in his career, Big Ben early with Tomlin, and by the way, another defensive coach, Sean McDermott, does that with Josh Allen. These defensive coaches aren't as creative and tend to ask their star quarterbacks to be amazing. I mean, that's Chuck Pagano with Andrew Luck, McDermott with Josh Allen, Ron Rivera with Cam. It's not fair. Andy Reid, even with Mahomes, he's dialing up clever all the time. Underneath stuff, let my guy have layups. So I don't care how it looks. Justin Fields had some layups, and they became points. I don't care. They're just that you can't – I don't – Justin Fields' amazing talent. You can't ask Josh Allen to be the run game. It doesn't work. It will be highlight material, but Josh Allen's first year in the league, he was a YouTube quarterback, which is what I've said about Justin Fields. His great highlight guy. Make the game easier for him. And by the way, all the great guy, Breeze had Alvin Kamara. Brady had James White, McKinnon for Mahomes. The dump-off guy, the screen guy, the layup guy should have 7, 8, 9, 10 of those per game. So I love what they did. I wish they did it more. Even as gifted as Justin Fields, Cam, Josh Allen, Steve Young, all these guys can be, Lamar, you can't ask him to be amazing 17 times. If you could get three great Justin Fields plays where you're like, whoa, Michael Jordan scored 30 a night, 24 were mid-range jumpers. And then three times he would switch hands. He would do something that literally you and your friends who went to the game talked about for a week. You can't ask Michael Jordan to do that for 22 of his 32 points. So I like what Chicago did. Eberflus is like, we were last in the league in yards after a catch. Let's get good at this. And they've added Robert Tonyan, DJ Moore. Here, backs are fine. O-line's not as bad as you think. So Matt Eberflus on the yards after catch.
When you increase larger, right, and the stat line looks better. So we're going to continue to do that, and certainly we're going to take our shots down the field as well. But it's nothing, not a real big surprise to anybody that's been around because we've all seen it in practice.
That was nice. It was encouraging. When I watched the Bears, just as you, I know, that's your team. As I watched them, I was like, okay, take a little burden. I've been on this for 3 years on Josh Allen. He cannot be your run game. You cannot ask Justin Fields to be your offense. Like, there's a reason they're called receivers. They receive the ball. They're called running backs. They run with the ball. Allow them to. I thought one of the big moves of the offseason for the Bears was Robert Tonyan. So they went and got a second tight end. Tight ends are a great ally of young quarterbacks. Like, help your young quarterback out. So, and there's some juice.
So, besides having DJ Moore as like a gadget guy, let's throw it behind the line of scrimmage, you know what that does? That frees up Mooney, who's a 4-3-8 guy on the outside, and Chase Claypool, who can win the contested catches. Hey, you guys, the safeties have to worry about Moore. We're just going to ISO Darnell Mooney and just throw a couple bombs to him, and he's going to beat you over the top. I love what they set up in the preseason. You come away from this like, oh, it's a new element to the Bears. So we got to prepare for that. And now we're like, okay, well, we're doing this to set up this over here. I'm just, again, the Bears' schedule is favorable. Arrow points, so, look at you grinning. He's all excited about the Bears.
I was 7-8 on the Bears. I have moved them up to 8 or 9 after this performance.
So who's in the cellar in that division?
Green Bay.
Green Bay, yeah. They have to be.
I mean, you and I have had a lot of opinions on this division. I think we both agree the momentum and offensive personnel for Detroit's really good. Minnesota will be fine, won't go 11-0 in close games. Chicago's got much better pieces for Justin Fields. Let's see how it develops. And Jordan Love's not it.
So, again, you know, you're sitting poolside sending texts, and someone sent me something about the Vikings, and they were like, hey, look at how closely their offseason moves have been done this offseason. Minnesota.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.